The Thrive Podcast, led by faith to elevate His name, encourage the body of Christ, enrich our families, and serve our brothers and sisters through hard work and with integrity, bringing glory to God. This is how we thrive. And now, your host, Casey Majorca.
And welcome back to the Thrive Podcast. So I know a lot of you are wondering what exactly happened to me this summer, and I apologize. We were actually reworking the studio a little bit, and we had a lot of vacations going on. We had a lot of projects. We had a lot of everything going on this summer. And so, you know, I made a little unannounced stop, but we're back. I had hoped to bring you the first video version. However, I bought two cameras. We got everything set up. I ran tests. Everything went great. And we shot the whole thing, got everything all finished up. And unfortunately, it did not save to the SD card. And I am a victim of technology on that one. So I apologize. This one, we did not get the video I had hoped for. And I also figured you guys didn't want to stare at me for 40 minutes. So I opted not to release this one. And I'm really bummed because it's a really good episode. And I'm really looking forward to bringing it to you in just a minute. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about debt, you know, how getting out of debt. We've got the FPU class coming up. Really looking forward to this class. I think we got a great group of people. We got a couple of people that have gone through it before. A lot of new people. The good mix about that is you've got some stories from previous classes, some good, some bad, but everybody's got the attitude of we don't want to live like this anymore and we want to take control of our finances. We want to get that budget going. We want to get out of debt. I think if you're on the fence, I highly encourage you to come check out the class. If you're listening to this after we run the class, if it's been a while and you're just finding the podcast, just go to the website, and I say this later, but you know, we're always running classes, or find one in your area if you're not in our area. It's common sense stuff, and it really works. I know me and Jen have paid off a ton of debt. We're really looking forward to getting to the big payoff, doing our debt-free scream. I don't see us waning at all. We're on our last debt. It's so exciting. Something I just could not picture because it was a far way out, but we're there. We're almost done. When that day comes, boy, you're going to be able to hear me scream. Not even, you don't even have to listen to the podcast. Wherever you are in this country, you will hear us scream. I guarantee it. In the meantime, I sit back and enjoy Pastors Matt and Crystal Krichunas talk a little bit about their journey getting out of debt. Right in the studio today, we have Pastors Matt and Crystal Krichunas from Faith and Victory Church joining us once again. The first time together, though. Welcome.
Yeah, we've been together ever before right now. Oh, together in the studio.
In the studio.
Oh, together. Okay. Yes. We've been together once or twice in our 18 years of marriage.
What's funny is you were the first one on the Thrive Podcast.
I was.
And that very night, even though Pastor Crystal was, I believe, the fourth episode, we actually recorded it at night because we had so much fun recording that you ran out there like, you got to go back there and do it.
It's awesome.
I do remember that, yeah. So I was really number two, but
came out as number four.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll always be number one in my heart.
Thank you.
Oh, isn't that great? Okay. Well, today we have kind of a special episode. We've got FPU starting up at Faith and Victory Church, and I wanted to bring these two in for a specific reason. Now, we can't exactly get you to Tennessee, but we had a big event happen to you recently.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, I mean, do you guys want to do it here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we've never done it.
Yeah.
Well, this is cool, because this is perfect, because we've got it posturized forever.
You're like Casey Dave Ramsey.
Well, there you go.
I'm Dave Ramsey to me, so it actually means more to scream it to you.
There you go, the FVC Dave Ramsey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
You know what we'll do? We'll save it to the end. We'll do a full a full Dave Ramsey show episode.
Okay.
All right.
So you're going to tell us a little bit. So tell us exactly. Well, first of all, some people know, but not everybody knows. What exactly are we talking about? What just happened to you guys?
In June, we became debt-free.
Boom.
Yeah. We're debt-free.
We're debt-free. Awesome. Yes. Except for our house.
Except for our house.
That's okay.
We're debt-free.
But this is what's such a big subject. It's been a long journey.
It's been an extremely long journey.
having been on a long journey myself, I understand. And one of the things I wanted to kind of ask you guys is, you know, we've probably got a lot of people that are thinking about this class and thinking about getting out of debt and what they should do and what's this B word, the budget, and is it all really worth it? And I wanted to kind of share your guys' story. So let's start with the big part. How did it even start? How'd you start down this road?
Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
You can start.
All right. Well, started down the road to getting ourselves indebted to our eyeballs, or how did it start the process of getting out of debt? Where would you like to start?
Let's skip back. You got into a lot of debt, let's say.
A lot of debt.
Okay. What was the big thing that changed your mind?
About debt was the first time that we ever attended Financial Peace University.
Yes.
You know, when you first brought FPU to our church, it's kind of like being overweight and somebody wants to invite you to their gym membership and you're just kind of like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. And so, that was kind of the beginning of it though. We signed up for that class reluctantly, not believing, not wanting to do it. That was kind of the beginning of the process.
That's great. And going through at that time, it was a 13 week course.
Yeah.
It was 13 Saturdays. So, you know.
Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that. It was Saturday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That was 13 Saturdays that you had to carve out in the morning, too. I think we did it at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m.
Something like that. Yeah.
So that was a big commitment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we had offered this up and we'd asked, you know, that you guys go to help us get people together, but really, when do you think that the actual change happened?
I was going to just address that. I think that we only attended to support you guys because I don't think we even knew what it was or what it entailed. And we're like, okay, well, we'll just go, we'll get something out of it. It's going to help our finances, whatever. But we mostly went to that class to support you and Jen. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that not realizing that how it was going to affect us, you know, just going for you guys.
Right. I mean, we were pretty small back then.
Yeah,
too.
We were real small.
That was only 40 or 50 people, I think, in the church.
Something like that.
In 2008.
Uh-huh.
And
No, it was way bigger. It was like 80 people.
80 people. That was way bigger. Yeah, it's way bigger.
Amen. Don't ever rob a pastor of any of his people.
But, to answer your question, Casey, I think it first started on that first one where you're supposed to cut up your credit cards.
Yep.
That's when it got real.
That's when it got real. Yeah, exactly.
All the other DVDing and, you know, watching stuff and talking about it and buying the books. But when you get that credit card out of your slimy little fingers that first time, it's like the first time swimming without a life jacket. You're just like, I'm swimming here. I'm drowning. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's when it got real was when we were asked to cut up our credit cards and we were like, well, if we're going to do this, we got to do it all the way.
Absolutely. And the one thing I like about Dave Ramsey's program is everything comes back to, I mean, he's got it packaged real well for everybody, but really all of this, he says, is God's and grandma's way of doing it. Well, grandma was, you know, basically she was reading the Bible. So this is God's way of handling money that he's packaged into a nice, neat little box for you. And I think part of that, you know, it becomes real. It becomes really difficult to cut that card up. Because, you know, it's when you think about it, wherever you keep your treasure, that's
your
where
heart.
Your heart's going to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes when that credit card comes out and it's hard to cut up, you start to open that door and realize I have a lot of reliance on this card to keep me safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you start to shamefully remember this. I've been treating this as my provider. And I think a lot of people end up looking at that and saying, ouch, And that sometimes is why some people don't even go through it all the way.
Sure.
Well, there's an emotional connection to it. And I think Dave talks about that a little bit. At least he did in ours.
Yep.
Where he talks about how much people love their card. And I mean, you get them personalized with your college on there. I mean, it becomes an extension of you, and you feel important because you've got gold or platinum or diamond or whatever it is. I mean, but what's funny is I even think back to, I think back to the moment when I first got my first credit card. Like, it's like an alcoholic with a drink. I can remember the place I was, where it was, the things I did with it. But I also remembered how quickly it just piled up.
Yes.
I started making minimum payments and not paying that thing off.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And one of the other big things that I remember for you guys was one that really hurt. Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did everybody who knows you knows that you guys, you go to Disneyland, that's your family vacation, that's your thing.
Yeah, right? We love going to Disneyland.
And what I wanted to cover on this question was from this class forward, there was a huge change in how you basically went to Disneyland and how you planned your trips and everything. And I'd like you to share a little bit about some of the changes that you guys went through.
Mm-hmm. So I'll share how we used to do it. And then Crystal can share how we started to do it after that, because really part of our debt problem came from Disneyland, because it would be, you know, usually sometime around like November or January, and we'd be sitting at home and just, you know, see a commercial on TV and we'd say, man, we should go to Disneyland. And literally like that night, within a matter of hours, we would be on our computer, have built a whole entire vacation package. And for those of you that don't know, I mean, Disneyland, a trip to Disneyland costs somewhere between about like $2,500 to $3,000. And we would literally sit there, put up the whole entire trip and look at each other and go, you want to do it? You want to do it? I'm like, forget it, man. Let's do it. Click. Mm-hmm. And we'd spend $2,500 like that, where the day before we had no plan whatsoever to go to Disneyland in 2 months. Mm-hmm. And we had put money on the credit card. We must have done that three times.
Oh,
at least
within a period of 16 months, we went four times.
We're Disney.
Wow.
Two of those times without the kids. We went by ourselves.
Just put it on the credit card.
Put it on the credit card.
Wow. So,
is this like confession time?
Yeah.
Casey's like, wow.
Sweating a little bit here.
Casey's like, I didn't know it was that bad.
Wow, we're going to take notes on this one.
Yeah.
Or do I need to get the screen?
Yeah.
No.
Tell me more, my child.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so why don't you tell them how it changed after that?
Yeah. Well, after we cut up our credit cards, we just decided, well, and Dave Ramsey says everything's cash, right? And so that we learned that if you don't have the cash for it, you don't do it.
Yes.
And so any vacation that we took or anything that we did after that, we saved up for.
That's great.
Which was totally completely different.
Yeah.
You know, we'd plan ahead on going to Disneyland in 18 months and begin to put money away so that we would have the money to be able to pay for it in cash versus put it on credit card, which, and I don't know if this is the question behind the question that you're getting at, but I mean, it took us 7 years to get out of debt. And in that 7 years, we went to Disneyland, I think twice during that time. Not counting this summer.
Not counting this
summer.
Because
we were already out of debt.
Yeah.
We went twice.
Yeah.
And we paid for it in cash.
We paid for it in cash.
And, you know, one of the things that Dave talks about, which was so true, and I don't want to, I mean, people learn this in the class, but, you know, there's no guilt in a vacation that's paid for with cash and you don't bring the guilt home with you.
That I'm assuming is the biggest thing that you have enjoyed in this whole experience.
Well, when he says $3,000 for Disneyland, that doesn't include all the stuff you're buying in Disneyland. That didn't include, you know, for every little treat we're buying and every drink you're buying, and we're just swiping the card and every churro.
Non-alcoholic drinks. Make sure you say that. Yeah. Not drinks.
The pineapple freeze.
Water.
Those will kill you, man.
Water is $4. I mean, the churros, you know,
and before,
t-shirts, the Mickey ears. I mean, we just would go crazy.
Yeah. So it's just totally different now.
That's, but, and so on this last trip, you know, I remember talking to you guys on a few past trips. So now you go to these places with a budget, with a set amount.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there was a great story that I want Crystal to tell about a present that she wanted to buy for somebody, and exactly what happened during, you were looking at that.
So I wanted to get Ainsley a doll. I asked her what she wanted, and she said she wanted a stuffed doll. From Disneyland.
Okay.
Yeah. So she wanted Sleeping Beauty. And so Faith and I were looking all over Disneyland for Sleeping Beauty, a Sleeping Beauty doll. Well, we found some. And these Sleeping Beauty dolls were like $36. And I wanted to buy one for Ainsley, and I wanted to buy a Tangled doll, a Rapunzel doll for Allie Jo, so that both girls had something. And they were $36 plus tax. And I was like, I looked at Faith and I was like, we're not buying that. I was like, this time we went, I didn't buy myself a t-shirt. I didn't buy myself a sweatshirt. And so, you know, and even then I had the cash to do it. I just didn't want to spend the cash
on
that.
The only thing I bought at Disneyland, like before, I bought like the Buzz Lightyear sweatshirt for like $50.
60.
That I wore like one time. Yep. This time I bought a mug for $13.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing in this whole thing is it's definitely a complete thinking shift.
Oh, yeah.
Of how you deal with stuff. Mm-hmm. And because here you are, you're out of debt.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, you're saving up for baby step three mm-hmm. to 6 months of savings.
Yep.
But in reality, you know, you've put aside money for this long trip, which they went on an awesome trip,
mm-hmm.
all paid for in cash.
Yep.
You got to love this.
Yeah. Yep.
Across the whole country and back.
Yeah. Yep.
And so it's not like you said, we had the money,
mm-hmm.
but even when you get out of debt and you kind of think going through this whole experience, because we're on a long road too, and I get it. And you're just like, man, I can't wait to fill in the blank.
Right.
But then you get to the end and you realize, man, I'm not going back.
No,
no way.
And if I stay on what I'm doing, I'm going to get so much further now.
Yep.
Because I don't have debt holding me back anymore.
Exactly.
And the great part about it is you two just walked that up completely out this summer. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm a buyer, you know, and you're... You know, you're like me too.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I love trinkets and toys and all those other things, but it's amazing. It's easier to buy that stuff on credit than it is with cash. And mm-hmm. you really, really scrutinize what you're going to buy and how much you're going to spend and what do you mm-hmm. really need. I mean, there's so many things that we put on credit cards 15 years ago that in the last 5 years I've taken to the secondhand store.
Yeah.
That I'm looking at it thinking, I haven't even paid this thing off of my mm-hmm. credit card and it's junk to me.
Mm-hmm. And we just had to have it.
Just had to have it.
Yes. Yeah. And isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could look around here and come up with a few of those things, but we're not going to go there. It's something I think we can all relate to. So, I know, one of the last things, I wanted to cover is now you're on the other side. You're at the top of the proverbial hill.
Yeah.
Looking down, getting ready to cruise down the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, what are you guys thinking about right now? What's the next thing on the list?
The next thing, I mean, it's hard, man, to be 100% honest, because, you know, we've got a little bit more expendable income every month, and there's, you know, we're homeowners, and when you're homeowners, there's a lot of $500 projects that you've been putting off.
Yes.
Right? Like, I want to get a new garage door opener because ours is really loud and it's really loud. You know, and like, I want to get a new front door for our house, and that's $500. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I've probably got a list of about five or six things and a couple $2,000 projects that like, I just want to get done, but the next step is that 3 to 6 months, man. I mean, as much as I want to do that, I want to be holding on to my 3 to 6 months before we do a little bit more of that stuff. I mean, we've gone through the last 5 years with our rickety garage door. Another 5 months isn't going to matter. And, you know, we've had the same front door for the last 12 years. Another 12 months isn't going to matter. And so, That's really the next step. But there's, you know, I mean, we want to get the countertops redone at our house, mm-hmm. and, you know, we want to, you know, pour a concrete slab in our backyard. I mean, just a bunch of nonsense stuff that we've been living completely fine without that years ago we would have financed you know, done whatever. And now it's just like, you know what? We're going to save up our 3 to 6 months and then we're going to save up and then we'll get something real nice and we don't have to finance it. We don't have to feel guilty about it mm-hmm. at all.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, before we get to the big moment, is there anything else that you can think of that you'd want to share with anybody that's interested in going to FPU?
I just want to say is, and I understand, like, with Matt knows the number of how much debt we had, and it was a big number. How much? I don't remember how much it was, but
it was $120,000.
$120,000, and that doesn't include our house. That was just credit card debt, cars, everything. And so when you're looking down the face of that $120,000 debt, it's daunting, you know? You're just sitting there looking at that going, man, we're never going to pay this off. We're never going to pay this off. And that's how it feels sometimes. But the plan works.
Yeah.
And if you stick to it, it works. And all I can say is if you don't quit and you stick to it, it works. And it's worth it on the other end. It's completely worth it. Like, it's so freeing. I can't tell you how it, I mean, you know, I mean, it is so freeing to not have to have two cars that are paid off, to not have no credit card. I mean, not to have any debt. We have a house payment and that's it.
Absolutely.
You know?
No, I get it. Yeah.
And it's just, you just can't quit. You can't give up. You can't go back. You can still have fun. We still did stuff.
Still bought stuff.
You know, we still bought stuff.
I mean, over the last 7 years, we got a washer and dryer. We got a bed. We mm-hmm. got a couch.
But we paid cash this time.
Paid cash for all that. You know, it's not like, and we went on vacations. We went out to mm-hmm. eat. I mean, we still lived life.
Yeah. Using the Bank of Krachunas.
Yes.
Yeah. That's yes. it. You know, so, I think that's hard. Did you have something more?
No, go ahead.
I mean, I think that's what's hard that people don't understand is they have this sense of like when you start a diet and people say, you're never going to eat sugar ever again. And that's the plan. And some people, I think that they think that that's the money plan is, you know, you're never going to spend money ever again until you get out of debt. And it's just not the case. I mean, you can do that if you want. That wasn't us. My one thing that I want to say before we go, is how much, the Dave Ramsey plan really helped our marriage. For me, you know, getting out of debt didn't help our marriage. Getting on the same page about our finances helped our marriage. You know, Crystal and I, you know, when we got married, we never had a budget. We never really had talks about money mm-hmm. or never had financial plans. And
we didn't know anything. We didn't know anything about budgeting or finances.
We would have done better to do it earlier in our marriage. But what I loved is that, after the Dave Ramsey class, we never argued about money again. We never argued about why did you spend that money that way or why didn't we do that? Because before we had never, the only time we talked about money was after it got spent.
Yep.
which is the worst time to talk about.
Absolutely.
It. You know, so for people that are in a marriage that you argue about money or we didn't really argue about it that much is that mm-hmm. there was always just angst between us whenever the other person would spend money. And so, being on the same page about our money really helped our marriage a lot.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got a class coming up while we're recording this, but if you're listening to this later on, we're always running classes. So if you're interested, just go to our website, faithandvictory.com, and check out, you can do in the small groups area or anywhere on there. Pretty much there's a link to the Financial Peace University class. Right now, on that note, you know, I'm going to make a push. If you got to pick one small group, and you're looking at either the marriage or the financial. Well, you heard it right there. Just go to the financial one. You kill two birds with one stone.
That's true.
No, actually, the marriage ones are really good. And if you got that bad of a marriage, go to both. Okay. All right. So for the first time, we're going to do a debt-free scream on the Thrive podcast. That we're hopefully the first of many. I hope to bring more couples in here. And so, yeah, are you guys need a little pump up? You guys ready to go?
But we say we together or not like I like weird.
I would do the weird. I mean, you're a team. This is a team effort. So there we go. Okay, so, and I'll do it in the true Dave Ramsey fashion. All right.
Wait, is it 1, 2, 3, go, or is it 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, weird. Okay. That's how it normally is. Right. Okay, so we've got Matt and Crystal Krichunas, the Krichunas family, $120,000 in 7 years paid off. Give me that debt-free scream.
You got to do 1, 2.
You do it.
Ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. We're debt-free!
Yes, that is awesome.
Oh, it feels good to scream it.
I'm saying, there we go. All right.
Awesome.
Well, I want to thank you both for coming out. And if any of you have any questions, feel free to ask any of us, me or my wife, Jen, Matt and Crystal, or basically anybody that's gone through the class. There is a ton of us that have gone through this class and would gladly take 5 minutes to chew your ear about it and tell you how much you need to go. Mm-hmm. It will change your life.
It will change your life. Yeah.
Matt and Crystal, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you, Casey. Financial Moses. Boom. Leading people out of debt.
Let my people go.
Let my people go.
All right. Well, that was a lot of fun to do that podcast, and it was really exciting to hear that debt-free scream. And being the first one on Thrive Podcast was exciting, but just knowing them and what they've gone through and looking forward to that ourselves, I think that was what made it most exciting for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was very exciting. I think I could hear the at the beginning thinking I'm going to do, you know, them going to do their debt-free scream. And I think at first they're like, oh, this isn't going to be a big deal. But it's like when you get to that moment, it's like, this is a big deal. You know, this is a big change. This is a big change in not only their lives, but the lives of their children. And I am just floored. Just floored for them, a little bit envious, just a little bit, to just be in their position. But, you know, they've worked hard. They've been diligent. You know, they have done the things that God's told them to do. They have just really, I think the biggest thing is that I could hear in their voices that is one of the things that I hear in people's voices as they come into FPU class is that the borrower is slave to the lender. And that position of being a slave to that person and what that feels like and the emotions and all of that that goes along with that and that freedom, you know, now that they don't owe anybody other than their house, of course, but I shouldn't say of course, but other than their house, you know, but they don't owe money to anybody. And, what freedom that provides to a person and to their spirit. So I'm just, like I said, I'm just beyond excited and so proud of them and just looking forward to hearing more stories like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing in that scream, you can almost hear the release of that slave to the lender.
Yeah.
You can hear in that scream and afterwards, even, you know, when Pastor Matt was just like, that felt really good. I, you know, wow. And I think it really did catch him off guard. And man, what a wonderful feeling. I'm looking forward to it myself.
And that's the Mallorca Minute.
Well, until next time, I wanted to remind you, if you want to get in on some of this free stuff that I'm giving away, please let me know what you like, what you don't like about the podcast, any questions we've got coming up, and we will get you in the list and get you in the drawing to get some of this free stuff that we're giving away. It's that easy. Just listen to us and comment on our Facebook page. That's as quick as you can get free stuff. You gotta love it, especially in this day and age. Something that's easy, bring it on. All right? We hope that you got something out of this. We've got some great stuff coming, and we're going to hopefully start some short videos as well on the website. So please like us on Facebook. Check out our website, faithandvictory.com/thrivepodcast, and you will find out all the latest and greatest stuff that we're doing on all of those as we start to just ramp up and really get excited about what we're doing. Until we see you next time, God doesn't want you to just survive. He'd like you to thrive. Have a blessed week.